It is 4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Top to Bottom for your emergency roof repair. Maybe all that rain down in Canandaigua yesterday. For your emergency roof repair, make your first call to Top to Bottom. They specialize in emergency repairs and backed by the knowledge and experience to fix any roof issue they encounter. Call John at Top to Bottom for an expert evaluation, 338-9865. That's 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So we ended the theme week 2 weeks ago, week whenever it was, with talking about presidents, right?
Yeah.
And so I thought we should start this week by also talking about presidents. Oh. I do love presidential history.
You do, yeah. Apparently.
And we're going to talk about Millard Fillmore.
Oh, okay.
Because he was sworn in as president on this day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will be upfront and tell you I don't know a lot about
Millard
Fillmore.
He is one of our more obscure presidents for sure.
Yeah.
But he kind of has a semi-local-ish kind of connection.
Okay.
Which I did not realize.
All right.
So Millard Fillmore was our 13th president. He served from 1850 to 1853, and he was the last to be a member of the Whig Party while in the White House.
Right.
A former member of the U.S. House of Representatives from upstate New York, Fillmore was elected as the 12th vice president in 1848 and succeeded to the presidency upon the death of Zachary Taylor.
Oh,
yes.
All right.
So Fillmore was born into poverty in the Finger Lakes area of upstate New York, and his parents were tenant farmers in what is now the town of Moravia. During his formative year.
That sounds like some place like for the Princess Diaries.
Yeah, Moravia. Yes.
I mean, I know where Moravia is, but
yeah.
You've seen the Princess Diaries?
Of
you know
course.
What I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Though he had little formal schooling, he rose from poverty by diligent study to become a lawyer.
Wow.
He became prominent in the Buffalo area as an attorney and politician and was elected to the New York Assembly in 1828 and the House of Representatives in 1832. Fillmore was elected Comptroller of New York in 1847, the first to hold that post by direct election.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
So as vice president, Fillmore was largely ignored by Zachary Taylor, and they largely left him out of the decision-making process.
Wait. He's going to win in the end.
He was the second president to succeed to the office without being elected to it after John Tyler.
Right.
The only other U.S. presidents never elected to the office were Andrew Johnson, Chester A. Arthur, and Gerald Ford. So Fillmore did not have a vice president.
Uh-oh.
When he became president.
I'll get it all myself.
Since the Constitution did not originally include a provision for replacing vice presidents, the office had been has been vacant for about 38 of its 225 years.
Mm.
Fillmore, along with Tyler, Johnson, and Arthur, had no second in command for the entirety of their terms.
Mm.
The situation, however, is unlikely to repeat itself, as the 25th Amendment, ratified in 1967, allows the president to appoint a vice president subject to the approval of Congress.
There you go.
So,
okay.
Yeah. During his time as president, Fillmore, with his wife Abigail, also established the first White House library. He was apparently a voracious reader.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, loved to read. Was known to keep a dictionary on him in order to improve his vocabulary.
What a guy.
Yes. He also reportedly raced to help fight a December 1851 blaze at the Library of Congress.
Wow.
And then signed a bill to fund the replacement of all the books that had been destroyed.
Could you imagine if something like that happened, like a building was on fire in D.C.
Yeah.
And the president just runs out of the White House across the street.
Yeah, no.
Like with a bucket of water.
I don't think the Secret Service existed probably back then.
It was a different time.
No one to stop him, probably.
No.
Yes. So as president, Fillmore was a strong supporter of the Missouri Compromise, which angered Southern politicians, but he also enforced the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850, which infuriated Northern abolitionists. Couldn't
equal
really
opportunity.
Win. So the Whigs lost clout during Fillmore's administration, and the party eventually dissolved. He ran for president in 1857, but lost pretty badly as he carried just one state and 22% of the popular vote.
Which state did he carry?
Maryland.
Oh.
So.
All right. Maryland.
Yeah. So today, Fillmore is ranked by historians and political scientists as one of the worst presidents of the United States.
Sorry.
Fillmore's handling of major political issues like slavery has led many historians to describe him as weak and inept. Polls of historians and political scientists have generally ranked Fillmore in the bottom of the presidents. Not so good.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But Fillmore remained involved in civic interests in retirement, including as chancellor of the University of Buffalo, which he helped found
in
1846.
Yeah.
And there are a number of remembrances of Fillmore. His house in East Aurora still stands.
All right.
And sites honor him at his birthplace and boyhood home, where a replica log cabin was dedicated in 1963. There's a statue of him outside Buffalo City Hall.
Oh, wow.
And there's also Fillmore Glen State Park.
Yes, I've been there.
Which was named after him, as he was born roughly 5 miles away from the park.
They have a pretty cool swimming area, as I recall. Very natural.
Like a swimming hole.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cold water, though.
Nice on a hot day.
Well, yeah, it was cold. It was a hot day and it was very cold.
Okay.
I still remember that. And it was only a few years ago. All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Millard Fillmore, did you?
Yeah, so since he was such a big reader, I thought we would play Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover by Bo Diddley.
Great one. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Bo Diddley, Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover. Sarah Germanis, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Millard Fillmore, our 13th president, because he was apparently a big reader, loved to read.
Voracious reader,
yeah,
I think you said.
And he started, So we talked about him because he was, I almost had one of my talking points, that's why I stopped. Yeah, and he was sworn in as president on this day in 1850. There you go.
All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready, go!
Okay, Millard Fillmore was the second president to succeed to the office without being elected to it.
He did not have a vice president.
And he and his wife established the first White House library.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he helped to extinguish a fire.
At the Library of Congress.
Yes. Right? Yeah, very good. Well, very nice. Well, we learned a lot today, and his state park is... it's nice. Mm-hmm. It's narrow. It's not like a sprawling state park, as I recall.
Okay.
It's nice. And walk along the river, the gorge. There it is. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Folks want to learn more about Millard Fillmore, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is right there. You're right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It was nice to have you back.
It was nice to have you back.
All right. Back again tomorrow at 4:10, okay?
Absolutely.
We'll do it. We'll check traffic. Melanie Sands in for, because it's Monday, she's in. Queen and much more straight ahead on Legends 1027.